The Pain in the Nation report was compiled by nonprofit policy group Trust for America's Health. It finds Indiana's rate of deaths could rise from 43 to 61 people per 100,000 by 2025 if trends remain unchanged. That places Indiana in the middle of the pack compared with other states. Wellbeing Trust's Ben Miller says deaths from drugs, alcohol, and suicide are linked to a larger issue.
We've got to be able to more adequately address pain and recognize that pain is not just tissue and nerve, that sometimes it's emotion.
The study examines state policies that may help reduce the number of deaths. Indiana has implemented several, such as limiting prescriptions and supportive syringe exchanges. Areas where state policy is lacking include required school interventions and preventative programs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.